Luke, chapter 20. And it came to pass, on one of the days, as he was teaching the people in the temple, and preaching the good news, there came upon him the chief priests and the scribes with the elders. And they spoke, saying to him, Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority? And he answered and said to them, I also will ask you a question, and tell me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven, or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we will say, From heaven, he will say, Why didn't you believe him? But if we will say, From men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered, that they didn't know from where it was. And Jesus said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. And he began to speak to the people this parable, A certain man planted a vineyard, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country for a long time. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a slave, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard, but the husbandmen beat him, and sent him away empty. And he sent yet another slave, and him also they beat, and handled him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And he sent yet a third, and him also they wounded, and cast him forth. And the Lord of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son, it may be they will reverence him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned one with another, saying, This is the heir, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. And they cast him forth out of the vineyard, and killed him. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these husbandmen, and will give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. But he looked on them, and said, What then is this that is written, The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it will fall, it will scatter him as dust. And the scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him in that very hour, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he spoke this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies, who feigned themselves to be righteous, that they might take hold of his speech, so as to deliver him up to the rule and to the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and do not accept the person of any, but of a truth teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tax to Caesar, or not? But he perceived their craftiness, and said to them, Show me a denarius. Whose image and superscription does it have? And they said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they were not able to take hold of what he said before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. And there came to him certain of the Sadducees, those denying that there is a resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us, that if a man's brother dies, having a wife, and he is childless, his brother should take the wife, and raise up seed to his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and died childless. And the second, and the third took her, and likewise the seven also left no children, and died. Afterward the woman also died. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife of them will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife. And Jesus said to them, The sons of this age marry, and are given in marriage. But those who are accounted worthy to attain to that age, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry, nor are given in marriage. For neither can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels, and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed, in the place concerning the bush, when he calls Yahweh the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. And certain of the scribes answering said, Teacher, you have said well. For they didn't dare any more ask him any question. And he said to them, How do they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, Yahweh said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand. Until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. David therefore calls him Lord, and how is he his son? And in the hearing of all the people he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes, who desire to walk in long robes, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and chief seats in the synagogues, and chief places at feasts. Who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation.